You're listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Hello, I'm Greg James. I live in the radio at Radio 1.
Hello, I'm Chris Smith, otherwise known as Chris Smith with the news from the news on Radio 1.
You're a unique kind of presenter, newsreader partnership. Give us a bit of insight into that.
When I was on Early Breakfast, this magical voice buzzed down on the talkback and went, "Hello, it's Chris Smith here with the news." And I went, "Oh my God, are you the Chris Smith from, you know, oh my God, like Theme Tune Doctor and The Bounty Hunter and all these amazing features that they'd created on this show?" And it was him. And then we just started a friendship. That turned into a loving friendship and then a relationship and then now a radio marriage. And it's just amazing to have him on the show every day. And it kind of happened by accident, really, didn't it?
I think it's always, when these things happen organically, it's the best way of it happening. You can't kind of force people together and go, you know, do something good on air together. It either happens or it doesn't happen. But I was really grateful because I remember that shift really well. I just managed to get some freelance work at Newsbeat, which is something I never thought I'd manage to do. I was obviously really proud of myself and sort of very nervous doing the night shifts for them. And then to hear a friendly voice of someone that actually knew who I was, and Greg actually came upstairs and had a chat with me, it was so nice. And I've never forgotten it.
And asked for an autograph.
Chris, I'd be interested to know what the transition's like between, obviously, you do the news, you've got sometimes quite serious stories in that. I'm head of news myself at a student radio station, but I present a breakfast show as well. What is the transition like in the show, going between doing your bulletin, having to kind of bring that in, to doing stuff with Greg on the show?
Well, I think you've always got to be conscious that the news will be the most important thing. And if I've got a really big, serious news story to do, I'll let Greg know beforehand and we'll say, you know, and let his producer Pippa know. And we'll say, you know, don't chat into the news. It's a very kind of dark headline. And you'll notice that a lot of the bits and bobs that we do tend to be sort of outside the news. I mean, specifically kind of after 6 o'clock at night, when Newsbeat's finished, we don't have any more news bulletins apart from the entertainment news. So I think it is really important to keep it separate, because, as you say, if you're kind of having a real laugh and then you're kind of this crunching gear change, you're talking about a horrible disaster or something, then the news loses its credibility.
Guys, what would be your best advice to budding student radio presenters and to newsreaders to get into radio?
Readiness is everything. You don't know when your break's going to come. You do all the right things, you know, you get yourself into radio stations and you make yourself useful. And, you know, if you want to do news, yeah, you find somewhere that will let you read bulletins, even if it's in the middle of the night, and you read bulletin after bulletin after bulletin until you get better at it. And you just need to be ready, because when your break comes, you might only get the one, but it might be you're suddenly asked to fill in on the shift you really want to do. It might be that you're suddenly stuck on air with a big news story. And if you can do that and perform that to the best of your ability, you were ready to do it, then that becomes your break.
I can plot really amazing people that I met along the way that really helped me to get to the next place, whether it would be Mike Cass from when I was at Galaxy in Newcastle, actually, for a bit. You need people along the way who just give you that little boost. You need champions, I think, that really believe in you, because you do need luck as well. You'd be completely foolish to think you don't need some luck. Of course you do. I just thought of a really bad thing to say. You need luck. You need luck to become a legend. That's what I was gonna say.
Now, finally, we're in the wonderful city of Newcastle. I want to know who your Geordie heroes are.
My favourite band of all time are Maximo Park, who are obviously from the North East.
And Chris?
I think I've got to say Ant and Dec, probably the most famous Geordies going at the moment, but it kind of ties into what we all do, because you can just tell how much they love their job, can't you? They're having the biggest laugh, two mates together doing what they consider to be the best job in the world. We think doing radio is the best job in the world. Yeah. And if you've got that kind of real smile on your face, people, it shines out of the speakers. You love what you're doing.
To hear more, go to studentradio.org.uk.